The Bible declares that God is the judge of all the earth, and many times His dealings with mankind are described in legal terms. God's laws are a combination of moral commands and standards by which we are to live, but we fail. We do not righteously uphold or keep the law. And since God is a just and righteous judge, He punishes those who fall short of His law, which is all of us. Romans chapter 3, verse 20 says, "For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in His sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin." But here's the good part. "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there's no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." So what exactly does it mean to be justified? That's our big word for the day. When a person comes to Christ in faith, trusting in the finished work of Christ on the cross and in the resurrection, that person is declared righteous. Listen to what Albert Barnes says here, that justification is the declared purpose of God to regard and treat those sinners who believe in Jesus Christ as if they had not sinned on the ground of the merits of the Savior. So it's not mere pardon. Pardon is a free forgiveness of past offenses, but it has reference to those sins as forgiven and blotted out. Justification has respect to the law and to God's future dealings with the sinner. It's an act by which God determines to treat him hereafter as righteous, as if he had not sinned. And the basis for this is the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ, merit that we can plead as if it were our own. He has taken our place and died in our stead. He has met the descending stroke of justice, which would have fallen on our own heads if He had not stepped in. Justification, the legal declaration of God, where He pardons all the sins of the believer, not in some fairy tale fictional way, but based on the real accomplished righteousness of Christ. God's declaration that all the claims of the law are met in respect of the believer. Justification by no means relaxes or minimizes the law, but is a legal proclamation that the believer has satisfied the terms in Christ. What a sweet comfort the life and death and resurrection of Christ is to the believer. All praise goes to Him. When you pray today, please remember Raina Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Tree Life Word broadcast heard in Ghana.